Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann. The holidays are here and the new year is just around the corner. I'd like to personally wish you and your family a joyous holiday season. And I'm not sure if you've made any New Year's resolutions yet, but maybe you're still planning that fabulous holiday feast, and that's terrific. You know, we're bombarded these days over the airwaves on the news and on commercials about, you know, weight loss programs and exercise gyms and the things that we're doing to our bodies that are affecting our overall health. And sometimes we get to this stage in our life and we are just desperate to lose weight. We're looking for those easy solutions, the things that are quick, just like when we go through the drive-through. You know, it starts, your personal journey to get optimal health starts with your decision to make health a priority in your life, rather than specifically looking at just losing weight. During today's show, we're going to show you specific steps that will help you take control of your health and teach you the habits of health necessary to live a longer and healthier life. You know, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today's a great day to create the habits of health in your life. I'm Russ McCann, co-host of the Habits of Health Talk Show. Dr. A is vacationing over the holidays, and we have several special guests on today's show. I am joined today by Dr. J.C. Dornick, who received his degree at Life Chiropractic University in Marietta, Georgia. He is a practicing chiropractor at the Winchester Family Chiropractic Center in Harrison, New York. He is the executive board member of the New York Chiropractic Council, certified with the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. Dr. J.C. Dornick has received Humanitarian of the Year awards from the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance and Creating Wellness Alliance. He's recognized as one of the profession's best and brightest chiropractors under the age of 40. I'm very, very proud to have Dr. Dornick on the line today with us. He and his wife, Deborah, live in New York. They have two young boys, Jackson and Jeremy. And Dr. Dornick became a certified health coach to help his patients with an effective way not only to lose weight but to provide a life of optimal health. Let's welcome my good friend, Dr. J.C. Dornick. Hello, J.C. Thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, Russ. It's my pleasure to be here.
Great. You know, one of the things that I'm always excited when I get to talk to you is that you have such an amazing passion for life and living the habits of health. Why are the habits of health so important for us as a country?
Well, you know, just to start, I always like to come from a place of gratitude and first of all, it's great to hear your voice because you and I have become great friends. And I just want, for anybody that's listening to this line, I just want everybody to know that this is a time of year where I like to focus on all that we have and rather than focus on what we need and want. And life is pretty good, especially once you've got those habits of health in order.
You bet.
You know, coming from somebody that, you know, the role of a chiropractor is that, you know, We're here to take care of people proactively, you know, and what I mean by that is our advertisement is that come see a chiropractor, we'll do something today that will give you an opportunity to manifest a better level of health tomorrow. And we're pretty good at that. But, you know, just like your last guest, Dr. Nelson, as a cardiologist, you know, the reason why people end up in our offices is because they're expressing some form of a reactive symptom to a poor habit. So, to answer your question, the habits of health are everything. And when somebody walks into my office and they have some form of a complaint, you know, the typical thing that they say is, I never had this before. And I always say, that's strange. You know, how did this happen all of a sudden? And the reality is that people have a very, very hard time connecting the fact that their lifestyle and their habits, in most cases habits of disease, are directly causing the effect.
Sure.
And if we just take care of, whether you're a cardiologist, a chiropractor, or any sort of health professional, if we just stay focused on the symptom, we are treating their problems the same way they were creative. They're walking into your office with a reaction to something, so then we're reacting to that by getting rid of the symptom, which in our world we kind of say that's like putting a piece of black tape over a check engine light. So if we really want to take that next step and not only help them with their back pain or something like that in our realm, or even improve the function of their body, we have to make sure to give them a little bit of a reality check and awaken them to the reason why they came in the first place. And,
right.
You know, I could go on and on and on about this topic, but the habits of health is the source of everything. If we can't take, we have this wonderful concept in Take Shape for Life. When somebody loses weight and they feel healthy and they feel wonderful about that, it creates this thing called the teachable moment. And as a health professional, what a wonderful catalyst, what a wonderful dance floor to start talking to somebody about what else they can do. But I think in the health profession, because of the confines of managed care and insurance and all these things, we really don't have time to do that. So this has been a major, major awakening for me, because I lost 50 pounds on this program, and I realized, well, how could I tell somebody else to get healthy as a health professional when they looked at me and say, well, what about you?
Right.
So getting congruent as a health professional was a massive, massive step for me. And what it did was it unlocked or potentially took the blinders off of me and allowed me to see what really, really needs to be done. So once again, to hit on that again, if you don't change your habits, your lifestyle and your habits, nothing will ever change. And people will continue to come into my office with the same problems, but every year they get a little bit worse.
You know, JC, by the time most of us go see a doctor, and specifically even a chiropractor, we come to you because we have just about at the last resort. We've probably tried anti-inflammatories. We've tried stretching it out.
We've tried warm baths.
We've tried everything, and we're coming to you because we're totally desperate. And quite frankly, we've created most of the mess ourselves, haven't we?
Oh, absolutely. It's funny that you say that because, you know, it's a good thing that we don't, we have to be very in control of our self-esteem. Because think about what it's like as a professional in this health world. I mean, we're really doing state-of-the-art stuff, way, way more advanced than medicine, because medicine relies on a chemical. We're relying on the inherent, you know, ability for the body to manifest health. So it's not as easy. But people always come in and they go, well, I've tried everything else. So now, at my last dying day, I'm willing to try what you have to do. So we kind of laugh about that. But the reality is that you should always look to do something natural before you go the other route, because the side effects of doing natural things are either you're not going to get better or you're going to get better. But the side effects of the other world, as you know, can also cause some damage. So we're very, very excited, in our profession, which is growing in leaps and bounds and starting to really address the number one problem, the mother and father of all disease, and that's obesity. Because here's something that you should understand. What helps somebody manifest a better level of health is very simple. It's the removal of stress from the body. There's three types of stress: chemical, physical, and emotional stress. Anybody listening to this? If you say that you don't have any of those, you lie about other things.
Right.
So the reality is that when you remove stress from a body, it's like taking a bag of rocks off of your shoulders. It's easier to walk. So if we don't address that and we just go on treating the symptom, they say my knee hurts and we do something to make their knee better, but we don't take that 100 pounds off their body, it's essential. So yes, you're right. People come to us at their last lick, especially to a chiropractic office, because the perception is that it's not as easy as popping a pill. But when those things stop working, and they always stop working, they come in, and we can help them. We really can help them. But if they don't help themselves, you know, it's really 95% of the work that needs to be done is outside of our office. So once again, if I do something for somebody that makes their back feel better, and I don't take that extra step and utilize that window of opportunity to get them to change something else in their life, forget it. And there's nothing more powerful than somebody that gets on a program like Take Shape for Life and sees those dramatic results that come quickly and feels that amazing feeling. And that's the greatest teachable moment in the world. And for any health professional out there like myself, it's a gift, because that's when people will actually listen to what you have to say.
You know, JC, when you know, many of us go to the doctor, and certainly, you know, patients that you see on a regular basis, you know, up until you became a certified health coach using Dr. A's system with the Habits of Health and utilizing the Take Shape for Life program as the initial journey to lose weight, you know, you really, in my mind, didn't have a lot of the solutions for people who were coming in, that you were reacting to what they gave you, and you could make them feel a little bit better. But quite frankly, they were probably going to come back and see you with the same ailment because they continued to eat and have the habits of disease. And up until the time you became a certified health coach and started offering your patients this journey of optimal health, you really didn't have much to offer, did you?
Well, I wouldn't say I didn't have much to offer, because what I was offering people was everything. If you came into my office,
sure.
But it was not achievable. It was too expensive. It took too much time. Let me give you an example. I always understood the habits of health. I understood the concept of good sleep, you know, the importance of getting rid of weight and a positive attitude, behaviors, and all of these wonderful things. But it wasn't packaged together. So what would happen is, and first of all, I was 50 pounds overweight and being incongruent. So I would talk to these people. So my perception was, as a health professional, is that I did have something to offer them. And I would talk to them about it, but it never, ever had traction because it was too hard to achieve. So since I started using the Habits of Health system and Take Shape for Life, it made it simple and it made it fun and engaging. And people, piece by piece, would first lose some weight and then open their eyes to the next step and the next step. And because it's all so laid out and simple, it was a breakthrough.
You bet. You're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Russ McCann and Dr. J.C. Dornick. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about creating the habits of health in your life. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. There has been a great awareness brought forth about the power of the mind and thoughts. But what's been left out is the spiritual aspect of manifesting. Awaken to your spiritual power with Oriella will bring you to the awareness and understanding of your spiritual aspect and how to integrate it into your manifesting and everyday life. Oriella will assist you in fully awakening to your spiritual self, your oneness, and show you how to integrate together your spiritual and physical life. For when the spiritual joins with the physical, mental, and emotional, the magic of creating happens and you become a more powerful you. Are you ready to live a more inspired and empowered life and be your more powerful you? Oriella will answer your questions, fire up your soul, and catapult you to your greater awareness. Tune in to Awaken to Your Spiritual Power with Oriella Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit AwakenToYourSpiritualPower.com to awaken to your spiritual power.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with special guest Dr. J.C. Dornick. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and we've been talking to J.C. about how to create optimal health. But before we continue, I'd like to invite you to visit the website and take Dr. A's health quiz before you go too much further today. Visit us on the web at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Click on the link, Dr. A's Health Quiz, and it'll give you a step-by-step evaluation of where you are in terms of the journey of optimal health. At the end of it, it gives you a score. And what I'd like you to do, if you're listening today and you take the quiz, would you send me a quick email with your optimal health quiz score? You can send me an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. Thank you so much. JC, when we left, we were talking a little bit about what you do in a chiropractic office to help people create health in their life. And you also have another passion in your life that, you know, certainly as you start helping people get healthy, it affords you an opportunity as a health coach to really step out and do something on a much grander scale, on a global scale. You do some amazing work at Chiro Missions. If you wouldn't share for the listening audience a little bit about what Chiro Missions is and how they might be able to get involved in helping your organization.
Sure. The name of the organization is Chiro Mission, without an S at the end.
Sure.
And, you know, a question I very often ask people, because we were talking a little bit before about people coming into my office and having problems and hoping that I'll take care of the problems and the habits of health and all that stuff. But, you know, I very often like to ask people, what is it that they're, what do they find is very important to them? You know, what are they, when they wake up in the morning, what is on their priority list, and do they have any things that they dream about? You know, I'm just not okay with people saying, you know, I wish I could have done this, I wish I could have done that. You got to stop wishing you could do things and realize that you have the opportunity to do whatever it is that your heart desires. You just have to go out and make it happen. And for me, I always knew that there was something bigger than coming to this. You know, I'm on this line from New York in a suburb in New York where the average home is well over $1 million. So, you know, I'm working in an environment where I'm taking care of wealthy people and, you know, nothing in the world is changing. Now that I've got the Habits of Health system and Take Shape for Life, I'm making a bigger impact, but I'm still really making it, you know, on my community, and I'm stretching it across the country a little bit, but still, you know, it's not even a blip on the map of what's going on, the detriment of the obesity crisis. So I've always been somebody that thinks big, and I know that while this is going on, there's this whole world out there, and you turn on the news and you just hear about all these tragedies all over the world, and we're kind of get caught up in this little bubble over here, and it's no wonder that the typical American is usually complaining about what he doesn't have rather than acknowledge what he does, because most of us don't know the reality of what's going on in other parts of the world. So about 8 years ago, I woke up and I felt compelled to step out of my comfort zone, which was a bad idea because it wasn't a financial good. You know, when you start doing humanitarian work, you realize what the term not-for-profit means.
Right.
But it was something that was fueled by a very, very strong passion, to the extent that I really felt that it was what I was meant to do on a big scale. So I started traveling the world. I started an organization, like you said, called Chiro Mission. And basically, what Chiro Mission stands for is we are, rather than, you know, you hear about the traditional organizations like Doctors Without Borders and Red Cross, those are wonderful organizations, but once again, organizations that act reactively. What I mean by that is they go to places where there are problems. So now we go to places where there are problems as well, such as Haiti, India, Nigeria, Egypt, and things like this. But we go there with something to offer anybody. You see, you don't have to be sick to learn the habits of health. Somebody that is sick and in pain and suffering from symptoms is just somebody that it had it finally catch up with them. But what about the people that are not sick yet? You see, this concept of teaching people the habits of health is very, very powerful, and it's very, very, it's a pivotal thing for me because it fit right into this mold. Now, as a chiropractor, that's a proactive preventative thing, but what do you do for somebody that has no complaints? Do they need to learn the habits of health? Well, the answer is a resounding yes, because somebody that is not yet complaining of symptoms is just somebody that hasn't had the detriment of the habits of disease catch up to them yet.
Right.
And that's something that if we can get that across to children, wouldn't that be amazing? Or teenagers? Because how many times have you seen somebody that's overweight that says, my doctor said my blood pressure's fine? And then, you know, I ask my friend Mark Nelson, who's a cardiologist, you know, and he says, oh, he'll be in soon. So the concept of chiromission is just that. We go to places where people do not have access or the privilege or the luxury to a healthcare system that we have here. And these people are just wonderful. They don't complain half as much as us, because when you have nothing, you got nothing to lose. And
right.
It's just such a wonderful, wonderful feeling to give back to a world that I now know has given me so much. Because when you know what it's like to go to Haiti and see people, children in the streets, and people that have nothing, nothing, yet they're still happy, you come home and you start looking at what you have rather than what you don't. So as a side note, this freedom that I have of getting my health back and getting my mind straight based on this revelation that I have with Take Shape for Life and the Habits of Health, it just enabled me to really follow my dreams and do what I want. So I'm a very, very lucky man. I have a wife and two children, and we don't live beyond our means at all because of what I know about the reality out there. But I'll tell you something. I feel like a free man. And it is a wonderful way to go to sleep and wake up knowing that you're actually making a difference in this world.
I just want to let everybody know that's listening today that on the very front page of the habitsofhealthtalk.com website, if you click on today's show, it'll give you a link to JC's website at Chiro Mission, and it'll tell you all about the organization and how you, too, can step out and do your part to help people all over the world change their life. And JC, I'm always intrigued by what you do, and not only the charitable side of what the organization does, but, you know, you started the program really talking about the center of our being in terms of celebrating the things that we have today and how lucky we are as Americans to live in this country and have a free choice to do the things that we do. And then as health coaches, really changing the health of this country, one patient at a time, one client at a time, one pound at a time, as we really incorporate all of the habits of health. You know, Dr. Nelson was our guest last week, and he talked all about, you know, the components of the habits of health in terms of healthy eating and the healthy movement of the body and the strategic behavioral habits that we need to create in our life, how to really take advantage of all the vital nutrients that are available to us and really reduce inflammation, really taking a look at a positive environment that we get to create and the habits of support. And I'm always very, very grateful for what you do to help other coaches all over the country learn the things they need to do and how you're sharing this all over the world. And again, really thank you so much for everything you're doing. I want to kind of try to bring it home a little bit for people that are on the line today saying, you know, I'm not sure what I can do today to overly get healthy. You know, the holidays are coming. The New Year's right around the corner. If you would, JC, I know you're working with clients all the time. Maybe give me and the listeners that are listening today just a real brief recap in terms of where it starts and what they can do today to move their life forward.
Well, just first of all, look at your current reality right now and look at where you are. You just came out of November, and that month is dedicated to eating. So even if you are a healthy person, you came out of that month a little bit on the unhealthy side compared to the way you went in. And as you go through December, back, you know, a long time ago, Christmas was a one-day holiday. Now it's a 30-day holiday. So you come out of Thanksgiving, and you got, you know, your belly's full, and you kind of start looking at Christmas as this excuse to kind of take a month off. You take a month off mentally, physically, and, you know, emotionally, you're starting to get stressed out. So it's right now you're in this kind of conundrum. You're in this mix of what's going on. So a lot of people right now are saying now's not a good time to get healthy. So my only advice to you, because what we're talking about here is what's essential for getting started. My only advice to you is don't fall prey to the concepts that have been ingrained into our brains from our mother, father, teacher, and preacher our whole life. Because you can make a decision any day any day to change your life dramatically. And here's a good way of looking at it, and then I'll close on that. Every one of us, every single human being on this planet, is moving through life in what's called a continuum of life. What that means is you're either moving towards death or you're moving towards life. And what I ask people is this. I say, if you go back 5 years and you made a significant decision to change your health for the better, would you be younger or older today? Would you be in better shape than you are today? And they all agree that they would be in better shape. So what that means is that it doesn't matter where you are in the continuum of health and life. It just matters what direction you're going. So you can wake up today. You don't have to wait for January 1st, but you can wake up and take each day and change the direction that you're moving into continuum life. And you can have anything that you want. So in closing, make a decision today to do something that's going to create a better tomorrow for you. And there's no quicker, more effective, safer, and healthier way to do that than getting rid of unnecessary weight and entering this concept of living the habits of health. And that's that Take Shape for Life program.
JC, it's really great that you talk about this journey that people start on. You know, any single meal won't make someone unhealthy, nor will any one meal make someone overly healthy. Really, it's a series of daily choices that we do that move this continuum towards a life of health versus creating the habits of disease in our life that we're so used to doing. And it really starts today with a decision to really make health a priority in your life. And yeah, Christmas is, you know, on Saturday, and there's lots of things going on. But as you make those choices today, tomorrow, the following day, begin to make choices that move your life towards the habit of health rather than the habits of disease. I'm Russ McCann, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk. When we come back, we'll be joined by Stephanie Golka, a certified health coach who's learned how to organize her life around the things that matter most. You won't want to miss Stephanie's personal journey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on the Habits of Health Talk with Russ McCann. You may be asking yourself, can I really create health? You may be at work listening to the show and wishing you were at home with the family getting ready for Christmas. My next guest, Stephanie Golka, a certified health coach and mother of four, is helping thousands of people create a life organized around what matters most. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Russ. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So are you all ready for Christmas?
I'm getting there.
You're getting there. I'm sure the kids are awful excited.
Yes, a little bit too much, actually. So.
Stephanie, I wanted to kind of have you share with the folks listening today a little bit about your personal journey in terms of, you know, deciding to get healthy, and maybe tell a little bit about how you got on the program and how you utilized the habits of health to really create health in your life.
Okay. You know, a couple of years ago, I got to the point where I think I was on like this, the hamster wheel. You know, I wasn't really creating anything. I was just more reacting to life, reacting to kids. I was working full-time. You know, as far as my own personal physical being, I was the last one on the to-do list, which, of course, I never quite got to. And I woke up one day and realized that I had just ballooned, you know, into someone I didn't even really recognize anymore. And
sure.
I'd always been real social and fun, but I had realized more and more that I stopped going to things because just the thought of having to find something to wear or, you know, or going through the trouble, it just didn't seem worth it anymore. And I just didn't know that there was another way to live, but I knew I couldn't continue to live the way I was. So
how did you get introduced to the Habits of Health system?
You know, I kind of took a personal inventory of how I was eating, you know, my energy level and everything, and then I knew that there had to be a better way. So one of the first things I realized is I wouldn't eat all day until probably about 2 o'clock, and then I'd, you know, eat everything in sight, and then my sleep wasn't really, really good at all. And so I needed to find something that could fit into my lifestyle with, you know, having to take care of 4 children, and that would work, and that would give me the energy, at least, that I needed to even keep up with my life. So, you know, eating 6 times a day, that's a healthy way to eat. I needed to figure out a way that I could actually fit that in. Because making 6 meals with working full time and the kids just wasn't an option. So yeah,
sure.
Found something that fit into that.
Yeah, I mean, if you take a look at, you know, families, and I'm sure, you know, in your circle of influence, Stephanie, you know, the family unit itself seems to be under attack these days. You know, work is work. You know, those of us that are
yeah.
that are working are generally picking up the slack for the people that got laid off in this economy, and we're going through the drudges of getting up and getting dressed and going to work and coming home and fixing dinner. And by the time we, you know, get the kids off to bed, there's, like you said, there really wasn't much time for you, and that you were the last thought at the end of the to-do list, you know, with all the activities that I know you're involved in with the kids. You know, just simply going through the motions every day wasn't good enough. And I know you worked for the state of California, full-time employment, made a decision to create health in your life. And how has it changed your life over the last few years?
Oh, it's been incredible. Because, you know, even with what you just said about, you know, getting home, making dinner, you know, that getting home and making dinner part was was starting to slip. You know, I found myself going through a drive-through, picking up food real quick before, you know, soccer practice or, you know, or some other activity that the children had. And I mean, I distinctly remember one evening driving home, and it's like, okay, wait, did we have pizza last night? Okay, no. Okay, so we can have it tonight. I mean, that's like, yeah, I mean, and you laugh, but it, that's really the point where I got to. My idea of a balanced, you know, balancing out my children's food was, okay, well, did they have burgers last night for dinner? Okay, cool. You know, I mean, and wow, right. Especially now fast forward to where I am now, you know, of how they eat and what I'm feeding them is just, you know, completely different, obviously. And yeah, there were a couple things. Something else my oldest son had said to me once I had started eating right, because when you're actually fueling your body the way you're supposed to, you get, you have this abundance of energy. And I didn't realize how tired I was until I actually wasn't tired anymore, and then I realized. But I was asking them if they wanted to go to the park after work one day, and my kids are looking at me like, what are you talking about? And I said, do you want to go to the park? And he said, do you mean Saturday? And I kind of looked at him and I'm thinking, no, you're my bright child. What's going on here? And anyway, so fast forward, and he says, Mom, that's not what we do after work. You lay on the couch and watch TV, and we just kind of play. And that was like, whoa, what? That's what my kids are seeing. And, you know, what your children see is what they believe to be true. So, the family, I mean, especially mothers out there, you got to get control of this. I didn't realize that it would be so easy, but I think I let myself be victim to circumstance, victim to just, you know, what's socially accepted and things, and not good enough.
Yeah, Stephanie, I mean, obviously there's people on the line listening today that are at work or on their way home from work or rushing to get that last-minute Christmas gift. And, you know, the thought of organizing their life around the things that matter most is one of those things that says, wow, that would be nice. I don't ever see that happening for me. So in the meantime, I'm just going to continue to go through the motions and be on this hamster wheel. And what was it that allowed you to kind of break out from the hamster wheel and begin to navigate a course of this life you've created for yourself?
I don't know that there's any magical thing. I just knew that there was more to life. There was more to the type of mother that I wanted to be. And so, you know, once you decide you want something, you go out and then you fill in the blanks behind. You know, if I would have waited for the ideal situation, right, and stuff, I don't know that I would have ever done anything. But I just said, nope, I made the decision. And then I just kind of put one foot in front of the other, and it was a process. It's not like I woke up the next day and I was down 10 pounds and had abundance of energy and boom, boom, boom. But it did happen, and so I think the choice, making that pivotal choice, is the thing that changed it for me. And I
It's interesting, Stephanie, that you mentioned choice. I mean, we've had JC on the line last week. We had Dr. Nelson. And everybody keeps saying the same thing. It really starts today with a choice to begin to move your life forward. And you've been able to do that in such a dramatic way. I mean, I remember we had an opportunity when we were in the Dominican Republic, and you were just having a great old time doing some amazing things. I remember you had just gotten done doing a zip line. And so your life's traumatically changed in the last few years.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, one of the pivotal habits that I've really started to utilize for myself is stop, challenge, choose. And whether it's what I'm going to put in my mouth or the way I'm going to react to a situation, I think that's really the key thing. It's just, you know, stop for a second. Let all of the, especially right now, you know, with the holidays, all the blah, 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 music playing, all this other stuff. It's just say, okay, hold on, wait a minute.
Sure.
And make decisions instead of just, okay, well, this is what I have to do because this is how things are. And, you know, for my children, I have that responsibility as a parent.
You bet.
Because I want them to live a life that they created, that they, you know, that they really thoroughly enjoy. And just like with the thing of adding activity, you know, exercise and stuff, you know, if children don't see it, they don't realize that, A, it's a possibility or that it's a priority. And I definitely, I want my children to live the life they want.
Well, and you know, our children are going to follow, for the most part, in our footsteps to a certain degree. And if they see us sitting on the couch watching TV, living that lifestyle, then as they become adults, they kind of fall into that same, you know, environmental pool, if you will, that says this is what we do as adults as opposed to being active. And I know, you know, you're celebrating life every day, you know, the zip lines. I saw pictures on Facebook of you hiking in Utah up to the waterfalls. And, I mean, you're involved in your kids' life. And you're doing so with just an amazing smile on your face. I'm always excited when I get to see you. And, you know, your own personal weight loss journey, I mean, you started through this path of creating optimal health in your life. Just for everybody on the line, how many pounds did you lose and over what period of time? And kind of talk about this long-term journey for health, not just a short-term weight loss.
Okay. So I lost 70 pounds in 5 months. And
wow.
I kept it off. February will be 3 years, and I'm actually up to 74 pounds that I've lost now. And you know, it really carrying around all that extra weight physically drained me. It emotionally drained me. I lost who I was, you know, just as a woman, and being able to find that again, and to celebrate it and. It's just an amazing thing, and I could have lived my entire life not pulling my head out of the sand, and that's the most frightening and sad thing to me. And you know, I definitely want for all of my friends, family, you know, to know that you know you could do something, you can do something if you want.
And it really starts with that decision to get healthy. We put on the website. Information about Stephanie and her story. I'd encourage you to click on the habitsofhealth.com website and click on photos. You'll see her amazing before and after transformation. Stephanie, thank you so much for being on the line today. Before we take a quick break, I wanted to make sure everybody knew how to contact us. You can visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can also send us a short email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. or by phone after the show at 401-388-0778. So we're going to take a short break, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. Tune in each and every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time or 12 o'clock Pacific for some of the most informative information about health and creating a life of optimal health. You can reach us on the web at habitsofhealthtalk.com or via email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com or by telephone after the show, 401-388-0778. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this afternoon, talking about health and creating a life of optimal health. Stephanie really had some valuable information about how to move our life forward and really starting down this journey. Dr. Anderson's book, The Habits of Health, has really had a dramatic effect not only on me, but many of the people that you've heard on the call over the last few weeks. And Dr. Anderson, while he's on vacation enjoying sailing in the Caribbean, it's really, really exciting to be part of the show today and talk about this journey. And it really starts with you making a decision to get healthy. And during the program, we're really spending a lot of time talking about a concept of making a decision to move your life forward. But just the decision is probably not enough. A good evaluation of where we stand, what our current reality is a good wake-up call. And as I invited all of you on the show today to go to the website, click on Dr. A's Habits of Health quiz, and take a good look at where we stand today. So if you've made the decision to get healthy and you've done the quiz and you kind of realize that how unhealthy we are, it really will start by making some better secondary choices in our life and beginning to make great choices. So we're going to put you on this path, starting by helping you lose weight. Beyond losing weight, it'll be about creating habits so that not only do you maintain that weight, but you begin to thrive in your life again. And as you move forward, begin to increase muscle tone and muscle activity through exercise in order to become physically fit. So get healthy, lose the weight, create habits of health in your life, become physically fit. And this whole journey is about creating a longer, healthier life. And Dr. Anderson's workbook, The Companion Guide to His amazing book, will help you go through the specific steps necessary. I encourage you to go to the website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, click on the Order Dr. A's Habits of Health book. It's an amazing step-by-step process over about a 13 or 16-week study plan will help you transform and change your life in such a dramatic way. I wanted to also talk a little bit about the holidays. You know, obviously Christmas is on Saturday, and right around the corner we've got the New Year's. And you may be running around here in the afternoon with that thought of, what do I get my wife or my husband or my mom or something for Christmas? And you're really kind of down to the last few gifts. And on the website, there's a link that says Healthy Holiday Gift Ideas. And I wanted to review a few of these because I thought these were really, really good. Dr. Anderson put this on his website, and we put a link on the habitsofhealthtalk.com website. And I just want to read through them. Obviously, a great gift for the holiday season is Dr. A's Habits of Health. It's a system that includes not only the book and workbook, but also a DVD to help you go through the study process of learning the habits of health. It's a great, great gift. I think the combination altogether runs around $55. Terrific for that person in your life who's really wanting to move their life forward and not just go on the latest and greatest diet. Here's another good one, a fitness ball, an exercise ball. About a couple of weeks ago, we had Nancy Pettit, another certified health coach, on the line, and she was actually doing her radio program sitting on a fitness ball that she uses in everyday life to really increase and move her muscles and become physically toned now that she's lost the weight. And if you remember, she lost over 128 pounds in the program. You can get a good picture of Nancy and all of our guests on the show by clicking on the photo link to the website. Here's another great gift, a yoga mat or an exercise mat. You could also go to just about any athletic supply house and get 3 to 5 pound hand weights or ankle weights.
they're really, really great for adding some really mild resistance as people begin the motion of exercise. You could look at exercise bands. You can buy them in a wide variety of strengths and resistance. Here's another good one, a pedometer. Walking is a great form of exercise, and you might be amazed at how many miles you put on in a typical day. A pedometer is great to move your life forward and get in the habits of moving. You can set a great goal by saying, I'm going to do 10,000 steps today, and don't go to bed until you've got 10,000 steps in. How about a subscription to Self Magazine or Prevention? There are a lot of great articles about health and exercise and life and how to create optimal health in your life. A HealthMate hand blender, which is really great for mixing up shakes, some of the great meal replacement shakes. It's a great way to begin to blend natural ingredients for making sauces that are healthy and good for you. How about an exercise video or DVD? Certainly remember Jane Fonda and Richard Simmons and certainly Denise Austin. There's some great DVDs on exercise. A gift certificate for athletic shoes or at an athletic shoe store or a clothing store is a great idea. Again, these are all healthy holiday gift ideas. How about a gym membership for a month or even a year? I was at Costco the other day, and they had a two-year membership to one of the local gyms in our area for $299. Broken down, that's about $12 a month. What a great gift to help somebody move their life towards a life of more activity. How about an iPod to use while they're exercising? I'm sure you'd probably want to hand out this list to your loved ones so that you can get the new iPod, but it's a great way to download your favorite music. You can download these shows and really encourage you to move your life forward while you're exercising or while you're doing that walk. How about water aerobics classes at the local YMCA? Certainly it's cold outside, a great opportunity to get into a nice warm pool with some really mild resistance. Water aerobics are a great way to exercise and really create this fluid movement to move your life forward. There's also Fruit of the Month Club. Certainly if you're on the maintenance side, the habits of health side, eating a good healthy portion of fruit, and there you can go online and participate in a Fruit of the Month Club. How about a thermos or a nice water bottle or even a food scale to help you measure out healthy portions of lean protein? A gift certificate to a bookstore, you know, is a great idea, or buying a good book on self-improvement. A handheld massager, a body scale, maybe even a manicure, pedicure, facial. Do something really, really nice that's not centered around food. And what's really fun about all of the things that are on this guest list, it has nothing to do with food. It's all about creating a life and being involved in life rather than watching life go by. You know, I spent 35 years in the restaurant business. I was working for one of the large food distributors in this country, and at 215 pounds, I was only 5'2". I was really a heart attack waiting to happen. And you know, one of my favorite restaurants is Cheesecake Factory. And if you order a chicken piccata at Cheesecake Factory, the number of calories in that one meal is 1,830 calories, 52 grams of saturated fats, and 735 grams of sodium. You know, this 1,800 calorie meal runs about $15 or $16. This meal could also be almost duplicated at home in such a healthier way. You can take a boneless, skinless chicken breast, around 6 ounces, and then you create a blend of just a little touch of salt and pepper, some cherry tomatoes, red onions, and dice them up real fine, some green olives or black olives that are pitted, chop those up very fine along with some pine nuts, some capers, a couple of tablespoons of olive oil, and throw all that in a bowl and mix it up and pour it over the chicken and bake it in the oven for about 15 minutes, and you'll have an amazing meal. This meal is 310 calories, only 18 grams of fat, of which only 2.5 grams are saturated. Not only will you save 1,500 calories in that meal, but you'll also save $13. And so I often try to, towards the end of the show, talk about how people can create a healthier life by making these better choices in their life. And if you're on the call today and you're really looking at, you know, where do I stand today, on the website you can click on the BMI index chart and take a good look at where you are today. It evaluates your height and your current weight, and it will tell you whether or not you're in a healthy zone. Most of us have 30 or 40 pounds to lose. So take a good look at where you are today, and let's begin to move your life forward. It's been an amazing show. I'd like to thank my good friend, Dr. J.C. Dornick, for filling in with for Dr. Anderson, who's vacationing. My special guest, Stephanie Golka, for sharing her amazing story. And I'd like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. I've had a wonderful time. It's never a great day to start a diet. Today is a great day to create habits of health in your life. During this week, let's remember to eat, shrink, and be merry. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book Dr. A's Habits of Health and How to Reach a Healthy Weight and Create Optimal Health for the Rest of Your Life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.